So this message is about a couple, married couple, and the issue is with the ex-wife.
Okay.
Who the husband shares kids with,
mm-hmm.
and who might be spending a little bit too much time with. Okay?
Yeah.
So this is a really long message, so I'm going to kind of skim through it here. Okay? The woman who posted, we came across this on Reddit, but we thought a lot of people identify with this, so, you know, worth bringing up on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She is 37. Her husband is 52. So there's a little bit of an age difference there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that's a factor, but just something.
Okay.
They've been married for nearly 10 years. Our relationship began when he was married to his wife,
who
I will call Linda.
Oh,
now that's a big factor.
That adds a hitch in your giddy up. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So short version, if I skim through, you know, this, he's got children with Linda, the ex,
mm-hmm.
and the poster also have kids, too. So her concern is it seems like he spends time over there fixing stuff. If she has an issue with your car, sometimes he'll drive her to the airport, stuff like that.
Okay.
It's a normal and amicable divorce situation, but sometimes it seems beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
When I've addressed these, he gets defensive and says it's the least he could do after divorcing her. I guess she didn't want the divorce. Linda, we're calling
mm-hmm.
the ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
Even before they got married, begged him to stay and try it again. Okay,
yeah.
So there's that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got a few factors here.
Mm-hmm.
You got kids with both.
Yep.
You got the age difference. You've got the fact that there was overlap when the relationship began.
Guilt, yep.
Okay, so the woman who is posting says, this seems like there need to be better boundaries, but I just don't know how to address it because every time it results in an argument. We talked about this, you know, like there are some areas that are just no go because
mm-hmm.
they result in arguments, and that's something you have to work on. And I don't know, in therapy or, you know, just a calm moment with your partner, find ways to talk about things that are hard.
Yep.
I guess she saw, you know, the phone and saying, hey, I need to cook. And the ex-wife, Linda, said something when she peeked over at the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a text saying something like, you know, I really appreciate you doing whatever it was for me. I need to cook for you sometime, you know, or something. Okay. And yeah. And there was a joke about, you know, she didn't feel like she looked good and said, well, you never look good in the morning, like, or something like that. It was like this kind of,
like, an inside joke
yeah.
between the two. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
oof.
So I come to this from a unique perspective,
uh-huh.
as do you,
uh-huh.
Kel.
Yep.
Because something Kelly and I have in common is that we both are...
We're number two! We're number two!
Hi, that's us!
Okay.
We're number two. Mm-hmm.
So the problem is, how do you make sure your second partner doesn't feel like they're playing second fiddle? Now, I will say, in my situation, I'm only speaking for myself, and then you can, you know, do yours,
mm-hmm.
is that they were married for a long time, and there have definitely been points where I've been like, okay, like, you still have this sort of partnery thing
mm-hmm.
that in some ways I don't have.
Right.
But it's all, like, I also have no concerns about feelings. I have no concerns about there being overlap, and part of that is the whole, well, that was a woman and I'm a man and now he's out and all that. So
okay.
So I think that adds an extra layer of security in my situation.
Yeah.
You know, and I know you've been through this too.
Yeah, so. For sure. When I tried this, first of all, this guy's doing it all wrong and he's going to find
yeah.
himself divorced pretty soon.
Let's get to the issues.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah. So
right?
Like when Jay and I first started dating, I tried to be the cool one to be like, yes, and let's hang out all the time and let's have this happy family and this modern thing. And ultimately it was just, I had to eventually set boundaries because
right.
I found myself jealous. I found myself, the only way that I can picture it is that I never thought that Jay would go back. I knew that I was secure with Jay.
Right.
But I felt like I couldn't start my story until he ended it with her.
Mm.
Like, I felt like my story couldn't include his ex because we wouldn't have our own stuff.
And if you don't know, there are kids...
They're, yeah.
You know, involved. So that's why. So,
and that's why, because we had Riley and her mom. And I could still respect Riley's mom, and I still cared about Riley's mom, but I just needed to set a boundary to be like, no, you cannot right. come to holidays anymore. No, you cannot come to birthdays anymore. No, you cannot do X, Y, and Z anymore. And then I had to, once Jay and I were solid and had like a really strong relationship, then I could open it up to Riley's mom and say, okay. But still there was boundaries.
To be clear, not open it up as in an open relationship.
No.
Just to...
Open my arms up to say...
That word has different meanings
it
now.
It totally
you know,
does, right? Saying. But like, I could then, you know, like welcome her into our family and make her part of it. But there were still boundaries. There would still be times when we would go out to lunch and she would know what Jay was going to order.
Oh.
And I hated it.
Yep.
I still hate it.
Well, and I think that's...
yeah.
The human version of peeing on the tree in your yard.
I completely agree.
You know what I mean?
And I felt peed on.
Right.
I felt peed on.
All right. And again, that's not in a way that it could be construed
no.
recently.
No.
So, yeah. And I think that's, and Kelly and I have sort of commiserated about this, you know, cause it's something that we have in common and, mm-hmm. and all that. And I think that's it. Like, so in this case where the woman is saying, yeah, I just feel like the boundaries are not there. You know, you have to stick up for yourself and you yeah. have to set those boundaries and say, this is not okay. This is a no-go zone. This needs to change. That yeah. needs to change. And here's why.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just say, I run the show and here's what changes.
No.
And we're not going to talk about it. You have to say, here's why this bothers me. Here's why this bothers me. Is this something that can change?
Right.
You know, I think the fact that the guy in this particular scenario that we've read about, and if you're just, you know, listening, there's kids. The guy has kids with both. The relatively new wife, 10 years.
That's my other thing.
And if it's 10 years in and there are still issues, then there are going to be issues for another 10 years.
That's, you know? Yeah.
So there's that. But yeah. the fact that it's that long in and he is still going to the ex-wife's house to help with repairs, to do a ride to the airport. One of the other things in here that I didn't read earlier is pay certain bills that impact the kids. Okay, like I get that. You know, you want to be a good parent and provide for the kids, even if you're not there day to day, you
yeah.
know, okay.
Yeah.
But it's time for Linda, the ex, to find the person she can depend on.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not a romantic partner. Maybe that's a friend. Maybe that's a family member. When your ex... has a new life,
yeah.
even though your lives are still intertwined, they cannot be the person you depend on for the little stuff that you used to depend on them for.
No. It's.
Does that make sense? Am I saying that the right way?
You are. It makes everything has to change.
Right.
In order to move on, everything needs to change. And this woman just needs to set boundaries. And like you said, in a respectful way, I know that I can come off as abrasive and aggressive, but in this particular way, I didn't. And I think Jay right. saw how much I tried to, like, all that I cared about and still care about to this day was Riley. I just wanted Riley to have literally the best way to grow up that she possibly could
sure.
and to feel supported by everyone. So that was my main goal. And Jay knew that. But then at the other point, it was like, okay, we don't need to be texting back and forth. And okay, you know, we don't need to be doing X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all need to move on.
Right.
And
when relationships end,
yeah.
certain things in those relationships need to end too.
Yeah.
But it's different for everybody. So what my comfort level is may be different from what your comfort level is.
Right.
Maybe different from what the woman who posted this comfort level is.
Yeah.
You know? But you have to communicate that.
And that may change. Like for me, it's changed throughout the years.
Right.
And I communicate that with Jay.
Right.
And yours may change through the years.
Right.
And so as much as it's our job to be number two, and it's our partner's job
right.
to listen, even if it changes, to respect how we feel about it. And they will have to change with it.
I think we have a new slogan of the show.
We're number two. We're number two.
Well, if you want to weigh in on this, I don't know if we can find a way to put it on Facebook, but text her or message us on Facebook. Maybe this is something that's, you know, strikes a chord with you and Yeah, we always love continuing the conversations after they're done on the radio.
Yeah.
Coast 93.1 on Facebook is where to do that.